Students at the University of Washington want the school to dump its investments in major fossil fuel companies like Exxon and BP. They're part of a nationwide campaign to combat climate change through public institutions. KUOW's Allie Ferguson reports.
The University of Washington prides itself on being a green campus. But Kyle Murphy thinks they should have a green portfolio, too. Murphy is one of the founders of UW Divest, the student group proposing a change to the way the UW Endowment Fund invests its money. He says that this is about ethics more than economics.
It's about preserving and creating a world that allows everyone to live in it equitably and securely, and climate change threatens all of that.
The group started the campaign early this year, but they have already developed a proposal for how the UW can invest more responsibly. The proposal has a list of almost 60 companies involved in oil, natural gas, and coal that they want out of the endowment fund. But energy investments only make up a tiny fraction of the UW portfolio, and many of the investments are tied up in both fossil fuels and alternative energy. Scott Montgomery is an affiliate professor at the UW with 30 years of experience as a geologist in the fossil fuel industry. He says divestment would not have much of an impact on the use of fossil fuels.
Demonizing fossil fuels and the companies that provide them is really a distraction. It's an expression, unfortunately, of misunderstanding about these companies and how much power they have. So if you feel that oil use is a danger to the climate, should you attack the companies that provide it or try to do something about the mere 250 million vehicles that call for it every day?
Montgomery also says the divestment will do little to the profits of companies like BP or Exxon. But Murphy, from UW Divest, says the movement is not supposed to damage their stock price.
It's supposed to damage their reputation and their political clout, and we need to, you know, hold them accountable for their actions through divestment, and then that will allow the public interest to prevail.
The National Divestment Campaign has been drawing comparisons to a similar movement against South African companies during apartheid. UW Divest plans to meet with the university's Board of Regents in June to discuss its proposal. So far, Brown University in Rhode Island is the only school to have divested from fossil fuels as a result of student pressure. For KUOW News, I'm Allie Ferguson.